Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Guidance is internal. Ignition sequence starts. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Permission to board, please.
Permission to come aboard.
Permission to board.
Permission to board.
Do I have some permission to board that sweet mother ship?
This is the Permission Granted podcast. Here's DA.
Welcome inside the PGP, the Permission Granted podcast, everybody. The show about the show within the show. And every single week, you can get that here on the normal DA Show iTunes feed, or perhaps you're listening to it on the Permission Granted podcast specific feed as well. Those are available on iTunes, radio.com, and other places that podcasts are downloadable. Now, side B is very excited because the tables are flipped on Mraz, but we'll start on side A. And I love our listeners because they're oftentimes just as creative, if not more, than we are. And Dixie Landan posed this hypothetical today as we were doing the story on Kirk Cousins being a little grossed out that his new center, his rookie center, has a very sweaty grip on the ball and maybe a sweaty butt as well. So that when Kirk Cousins is getting the snap from under center, it's a very sweaty snap. Kurt
Cousins.
So Dixie Landan posed over Twitter, what would you rather, who would you rather take the snap from? Mraz, after running on the treadmill at the gym, chasing a hot dog on a stick. Schwartz, after chasing down foul balls in July humidity at a Long Island Ducks game.
Ugh.
Or Robbie, huge freeze, after 2 pounds, I think we should do 2 pints, of death by salsa. My vote was for you, number one, because you do have some athletic ability. You go to the gym regularly. You play in a flag football game. And you're a good friend of mine, so I would feel most comfortable putting my hands under your butt.
Yeah, more likely for a clean exchange as well.
I said Robbie, too, even after the death by salsa.
Oh.
But it's primarily because Schwartz in July humidity, I've seen Schwartz sweat. I don't know if Robbie's a huge sweater. Perhaps he is.
Oh, yeah, he is. We've seen him drip from his forehead during his retirement ceremony for no reason.
I guess that's true. I don't know. I feel more comfortable. I guess because Robbie's still much younger than Schwartz. And so I feel like I would rather stick my hands not under a really old guy's butt.
But Schwartz isn't 94 years old either. The man's in his 40s. Robbie's in his
30s. No, he's not in his 40s.
Yes, he is. He's like 48.
I go over.
No,
he's
not.
Over in 48.
Much like Jody Mack, I think their age would deceive you. You find that to be a common theme around these holes.
That people look a lot older than
yes,
they are?
Yes, yeah.
Okay, so this industry ages you.
It is a common theme, yes.
Same with Berman.
Yeah, Berman looks older than he is, right?
Yeah, Berman's not that old, but it's the gray hair.
Right, exactly.
His face doesn't look old. It's just he's got a lot of gray hair.
I would agree with that, yeah. And Huge is older than he looks.
Really?
So it's the reverse.
I feel like Huge.
Huge, I think, is like 34, but you would probably think he's like 28.
I would think he's in his 20s.
No, he's not.
He wears it well.
He does wear it well. I mean, he's been around the world and twice.
Babyface. So you wouldn't agree with my rankings?
Well, no, look.
You're going to go yourself one.
Yeah, and that's not a... Honestly, that's nothing to do pro me, but it's more anti the other two that I would go myself one. But you're discounting something. He could have just named any names. He named what went associated with those names, right? Like, I was running on a treadmill. Schwartz was chasing foul balls. Huge Freeze was eating 2. Now we're calling it pints of hot salsa. We have seen you guys sweat and not be able to talk or any of that after a simple dip of a hot salsa.
Uh-huh.
Now you're going to bury 2 pints down that gullet of Huge Freeze.
Oh.
Let me tell you something. You know how a car acts up after 3,000 miles if it doesn't get its oil changed? There's a lot of toxic sludge inside that Huge Freeze
fits
body.
Fits and starts. Tough to turn over.
Yes. You're now pouring. Now, picture putting, you know, whatever, that whatever you call it thing, a funnel into your oil tank and something to liven it up, the fluid, whatever the fluid is, right, okay, to get rid of the sludge. That's what that salsa is, 2 pints of it. You don't know what's been buried in there for the last 20 years.
Oh, you think it'll knock something loose.
Not only will knock something else, that's a fast-acting agent, that hot salsa. If he eats that hot salsa, bends down, and you're looking and getting, you better be looking to get in the shotgun. You know the old isotoners just to keep your hands warm? You won't need them. Your hands will be plenty warm, and that's a gross situation that's gonna happen.
Wow.
And when you're bent over and crouched, by the way, I know I've been there, your body loses all focus. That's why centers are really truly, and catchers are unbelievable. You put your body in that situation, that your brain is only thinking something else, and Hughes' brain is thinking bad things on your hand.
So are you saying there would be maybe the cutting of a cheese?
Yeah, I think there's a cutting of a cheese.
Cutting ceremony?
There's definitely going to be a cheese cutting ceremony, which the stink is going to hit you in the face. Maybe burn off your eyebrow after the hot salsa and what else. We know it's not going to be asparagus burning through his body. And not only that, you can't trust the cutting of a cheese. You could have a wet dynamic there. Suddenly you're playing a bad weather game when you're taking that snap. The mud bowl. You can't have it. So, yeah, they're all gross options, but that hot salsa changes things. That's a distant third for me. I would never do it.
Okay, so, you know, you bring up a really good point here, because even a pint of Death by Salsa would ruin your insides. 2 pints of Death by Salsa does make every time you walk, take a snap, bend down, do anything, it makes a potential disaster area.
If I ever committed a crime, and the judge looked at me and said, you have 2 choices. You could spend 1 year in prison, 3 years probation, follow, or you could take 3 snaps from Huge Freeze after eating 2 pints of Death by Salsa. I'm going to prison. Like, it's not even a thought.
Now, if it was, there was no Death by Salsa involved, just Huge Freeze or just Peter,
I'd go Huge. I would go Huge.
I would, too.
I would go Huge. Yeah, I think age then really plays into the factor, sure, and all of that. But I would still go Huge. But, again, those are two. They're close enough that if you put Salsa in one engine and not in the other, I'm going without.
Well, Schwartz famously broke his hip on the beach last summer. And that was just running a football play with his son.
Famously.
Okay. He has documented this entire rehab, yeah, on Facebook.
He did score, by the way. They redid the play a year later, and he scored. So he finished the play, and he scored.
So that's big. So they were playing some beach football. I think it was just him and his son.
Right. They ran a flea flicker play. He was the automatic quarterback on both sides, and yeah.
And he took the snap and maybe rolled out, and his hip buckled.
No, he took the snap, flipped it back to his one son to fool the other son playing defense, and he took off for a pass. As he went to catch it, the entire body collapsed underneath him.
So he breaks his hip. He is then using crutches and a walker for a number of months around here at CBS,
sure,
Sports Radio.
Tennis ball stock was up.
Yes. And then eventually, documenting his rehab, he was going to be back to finish the play. So,
right,
1 year after breaking his hip.
It was inspirational. He really leaned on guys like Dennis Byrd for inspiration and stuff as well.
Right,
it was
right,
very inspirational.
So he gets back onto the football field, well, the beach in this case, and finishes the play, documents this on Facebook. Now, knowing that his hip could crumble at any moment, does that make you more worried about taking a snap from him, knowing that he could collapse and his body could break down?
That's, I would say, fair, but I trust modern medicine, and from what I can gather, I saw Schwartz just last week, and he was moving around pretty good, so I'm going to trust that now the doctor's got it right,
oh, okay,
and he's healed up.
Kind of like after Tommy John, you can throw, yeah, faster, perhaps.
Exactly. I think modern medicine's helped him, and I actually think Hughes' hip is probably closer to collapse now than Schwartz would be based on the healing process and surgery, so no, that wouldn't be a concern for me. If anything, it might be a concern for Hughes that we saw what happened with Pete. That would happen to Hughes.
Now, you mentioned an oopsie situation after 2 jars of Death by Salsa.
Sure.
You had an oopsie situation at the water park this past week.
Correct. Actually, that will be addressed in Side B. It is a question that will be asked to me.
Okay. I just kind of wanted to know, how bad was the oopsie situation for you?
It was bad. Well, define bad. Let me ask you, what would you classify as bad?
I would say anything more than a little oops.
There was substance.
Yeah, that's bad.
There was a good...
That's bad.
There was a good layer in
that's
the netting
bad.
Of my bathing suit.
Oh, my layer.
It was, yeah, like it was a good layer. Luckily, I had gotten in the bathroom in time that it didn't get to the back of my bathing suit. It stayed within the netting. I was able to scrub as much as I could with all I could. It was the cheapest toilet paper at a water park.
Oh.
bathing suit was severely stained, and the only thing I could do was find some kind of chlorinated water to wash it because I didn't bring any other change to drive home in. So the lazy river was able to basically act as a washing machine, if you will.
Do you feel at all irresponsible for going into public waters when you've now defecated?
I thought about that. I said to myself, look, is this fair to anybody at the park? Should I just turn around and go home now? But then I also realized I spent $40 on a ticket. It's the park's 45 minutes away. It's not like I could get home, come back, and finish the day. The park closed at 6. It was about 2 o'clock. I said to myself, look around here. There's got to be, I can't be the only one that, you know, did a number two in my pants today. You just don't open your mouth under this water. You get in there and just realize you're never going to see these people anyway. So I felt a little irresponsible. But then I realized I probably wasn't. I was maybe in the top 10 grossest people in the park that day.
Now, does this make you rethink going back to a water park, knowing that perhaps there's other people that had oopsies?
You would think it should. It probably is making anybody out there rethink. But it doesn't, because we still go to the beach. And anytime you see some guy standing in beach water, they're going number one.
True, but that's an unlimited body of water.
You say that, but really, how much is it filtering in that hour period where you're sitting in the same body of water?
It's an enormous ocean, though. You're in a very controlled environment.
But
with
2019, the chemicals they make, the pool shock and everything else like that, that might be better than what we're seeing on the beaches.
Well,
and by the way, fish ain't going to the bathroom when you're in the ocean?
I'm okay with going in fish defecation. I don't love thinking that you had a couple of greasy chicken fingers and that water's running through my hair.
Right. And by the way, if you think that incident with me at that water park is the only time that happened this year in America, you're sadly mistaken. I'm sure this happens every day at water parks across the country and you don't know about it.
Well, I think it does too because of kids. I don't think adults. I don't think
I think it could happen to adults. They're serving fried foods. There's funnel cakes. There's a whole thing.
You have more of these incidents than anybody else. You have a long history of oopsies.
Yeah, I have. I don't learn my lesson. I have a serious trust issue with me and my colon.
All right, so side B is very exciting. You reached out to Adriana in Boise, she's been an awesome listener. She tweets all the time. We met her last year when we went to Boise.
For sure.
To do an interview, but she's turning the tables on you.
Yeah, so when I reached out to Adriana, because I think she's a loyal listener, she tweets into the show all the time, and we're trying to feature different people here for the Permission Granted Profiles. Her request was, Mraz, I'm down to do it. I would love to. I'm honored. But frankly, nobody cares about me. I've listened to enough of these profiles where we want to ask you as listeners questions about you that we need to maybe got glossed over quickly on the show, where we wanted more detail or just certain things. So Adriana, we're going to sit in for a few minutes and she's going to ask me some high pressed questions that maybe we briefly talked about on the show or otherwise that she wants some answers to.
I really like this idea. I can't wait to hear it. And I like the idea of a new format where it's a Q&A both sides.
Yes.
You get to ask them questions. They'll have to get to ask you questions.
Yeah, it was really fast. I thought Adriana did a good job. Maybe we have something here.
Okay. Side B is right now.
All right, welcome into Side B of the PGP. It is Mraz, host of Side B and the executive producer of the DA show, back after a week off last week. Good job by DA with the alien Paul on a little Permission Granted Profiles. This week, a little something different. We've all heard the name on Twitter when DA reads the tweets, Adriana, out in Boise, who we actually had the privilege of meeting last year, brought us some delicious food, some great shirts. We had a blast with her out in Boise, and she is going to join me now on the Permission Granted Profiles. But when I reached out to her, I said, I'd love to do a profile on you. Anytime you have a female listener in the sports radio demographic, you want to, you know, see how they got into the show, their sports fandom. But she said, no. If I'm coming on here, I'm flipping the script. I'm going to interview you. I want a profile on you, Mraz. And that's exactly what Adriana wants to do here. So, Adriana, hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. So look, from here on out, you're the host of Side B. Take it away.
All right. Well, thank you. I just figure, you know, nobody really needs to know about my life details or anything. We've had a lot of good profiles, but I have a bunch of questions for you. I'm sure other people want to know some of these details. So let's just start it off with, I need more information on this lazy river accidental urination incident. So, I mean, you said that you accidentally peed your pants on the lazy river. Like, what does that mean? You forgot to go beforehand, or you were trying to get out and there was someone in your way, or you can't swim? Like, what happened?
Well, Adrienne, I can tell you don't do radio as a host because usually you start with a soft open. You're jumping right in for the cutthroat.
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, first of all, you actually have a little bit of this wrong. It's actually grosser than that. I went to a water park last week while I was on vacation. I am having a child, as many know, coming in December. So I said to my sister, who was also off, I said, let's go to a water park. It'll be my last chance to go to an amusement park before I have a child. You know, if you're chasing a kid all over the place, and you know this well, Adrienne. So I said, okay, let's go. The problem was I had lunch, had some oily chicken fingers, and we said, there's a lazy river right by where we had lunch. I said, okay, let's go digest in there. And as I was walking over the lazy river, let's just say I trusted some gas that should not have been trusted. And we had a situation in the netting of my bathing suit. So I had to, in wet flip-flops, I went running for the bathroom, basically waddling, trying not to let my thighs rub together because you don't want a wet rash. And I cleaned out the bathing suit, as disgusting as it is. I cleaned out the bathing suit as best I could, but it wasn't as if, because this was only after lunch and I only done half the park, it wasn't as if I could have just turned around and go home. I said, oh, no, I got to finish this out. So my bathing suit was a little dirty, as you can imagine. So when I got in the lazy river, my ass sat in the water in a tube, and we went around. It's about a 20-minute river, and by the time I got out, I went back to the bathroom, my bathing suit was completely cleaned.
Okay, so it wasn't urine at all.
No, it was not. It was not urine. It was far worse. And all I can say is, I hope they shock the pools there.
They chlorinate that water. That's not a big deal. I've peed pants on Space Mountain before, and you know, things happen. Of course, I was 10 years old, but that's
I mean, I'm 32, so things happen.
Okay, well, thank you for the clarification. Okay, my second question is, so the huge freeze is leaving for something called Bloomberg Daybreak Europe, which I'm fairly certain is made up. But we need to know the truth. Are you guys friends or are you not friends? Because he shows up at your block party, you have hung out outside of work, but then there's the good riddance comment, which could have been in jest. So,
wow, you've
seen
it all. So hold on, just to catch up on anybody who might have missed something, just to bring everybody in. Yes, Zach Gelb, I saw a huge freeze in his last shift over the weekend. I was hosting a show on CBS Sports Radio, and Zach Gelb also hosts, had his phone running, and I didn't know it was running, and he asked me for some final words for Huge as he left, and my quote was, good riddance. As far as me and Huge Freeze being friends, you know, I think, I wouldn't call my best friend. Like, I have obviously bigger inner circles, but me and Huge Freeze have an understanding where, like, he's a very likable guy outside of work. The problem, and the problem I always had with him at work was, the guy wants to climb a mountain before taking a couple steps. And then on top of that, you know, we'll as always, you know, push aside work, sometimes lose focus. And when I'm working, I need to have somebody reliable with me. And I never looked at Huge Freeze as somebody necessarily reliable. I always understood he was talented. But as somebody like me, now that I get to host shows and I do all this with DA, I've been doing this for 8 years and Huge Freeze has been around a long time. But I put in the work, you know, even though I may not be great at it. And I just feel like Huge Freeze tried to skip some steps along the way. So outside of work, maybe not my best friend, but certainly friends inside of work. Don't trust him as far as I could throw him, which wouldn't be far since he weighs 400 pounds.
So he didn't, like, infiltrate your block party and secretly,
pull
your mother aside to smooze her up?
The thing that goes undetected here is we work in New York City, and around New York City you have Connecticut, Long Island, New Jersey. So it's kind of a melting pot here at the station of where people live. And you could have really good friends at the station, but they may live 2 hours away from your house, in essence. It's just kind of the way this circulates around New York City. It happens to be, my luck, Huge Freeze lives 3 towns over from me, a mere 15 minutes. So it's also pretty convenient if I had something like that, why he would be there and not really a lot of other closer friends I might have at work.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, I just needed some clarification on that. And speaking of a block party, exactly how drunk was DA at the block party? Because it sounds like he had, like, you know, a flashback to college frat days or something where he just kind of went MIA from his from his wife and his life for a weekend.
That's a good point. I'm glad you bring that up. So here's the deal with DA, because me and him have, obviously had many a beverage together. We've done many road trips, including Boise as well. I've seen DA get banged up, but I've get banged up too. Look, we're not going to pretend we're, you know, holier than now. We like having fun when we're away from the station. That being said, DA is not somebody when he drinks that gets angry, gets violent. DA is the most fun, happy person to be around when he's had a few. So I would say, yeah, he was pretty drunk, and that's the goal. We want to relax at the block party. We're going to do shots off an ice luge, crank beers all day. But in the end, it's all laughing. At least there's nobody violently fighting or anything. So, yeah, DA was pretty banged up.
Oh, for sure.
But you want DA banged up at a party because he's a blast when he is.
I would imagine that's pretty funny.
Yes. Yeah, and by the way, the show never ends. It's like he's hosting as he's crushing Blue Point Beer.
He has a running commentary.
Yes.
That's funny. Okay, so I am a little bit upset about this Paul and Buffalo food challenge because when you guys came to Boise, what I really wanted to do was challenge you to eat off, and we are at Idaho Pizza, which is my favorite pizza place, and I wanted to see if you would do a pizza challenge with me, but my schedule didn't work out that day, and there were tons of people that wanted to see you guys, and it just, like, wasn't the right setting, but this year, we have the first anniversary of DA Day in Boise, which is an actual established holiday here in the city of Boise. So are you guys going to come back for DA Day?
Okay, so I have not heard. I knew there were some preliminary discussions. This would be better suited for DA to answer. I know me and DA are in lockstep in that we love Boise and absolutely want to get back to Boise. There are challenges this fall that I still could work out where we could get there, where two things. Number one, my wife is about to be 7, 8, 9 months pregnant, where it may be a little difficult for me to get there. And DA has been flooded with an amazing amount of fall weddings with his wife. I think he has like 3-4 weddings to get to. So picking the right weekend in Boise to match it up with a football game, because obviously you want to center that around, right now is a little tricky. But I would say it's not necessarily off the table. There have been discussions, but if it doesn't happen, that is why. But I vow, and I will say this here, I'm taping this on August 7th, DA and I will be back to Boise. If it's not for a football game, maybe we get back for something cool in the spring or something like that. And if that is the case and we get back there, and at that point I'm a parent, I'm going to be dying to get away. We will set this up. I will do an eat-off with you if that's what you want.
That is amazing. That is amazing news. And what is wrong with people scheduling fall weddings? That sounds
the worst.
Like my nightmare.
The worst. Horrible. But you know what? DA reaps what he sows, because when he had 14 weddings last year, one of them ended up being on a college football
That's
Saturday.
That's true. Yeah. And I would kind of like somehow Pete the Body to revoke his vacation days, because I can't take it anymore. I can't take these guest posts. Not that they aren't wonderful, but it really throws my schedule off.
Well, I totally understand that, Adrian. I will tell you, DA He took a full week off earlier in the year, but he really hasn't taken full weeks off, if you've noticed. He does a lot of Fridays.
Days here and there.
But beginning Labor Day weekend, as a matter of fact, I am going to be out, I believe, the Thursday, Friday leading into Labor Day, and then Labor Day itself, that's actually the weekend I'm moving into a house I'm buying. DA is going to be the only regular host, from what I gather, on CBS Sports Radio working on Labor Day. So when we come off the first college football weekend, he's going to be here. So DA took all these Fridays off, but you know what? He's going to be here. He might have to be here on Black Friday, the day after Thanksgiving. We all get our vacation days, but instead of packaging them in weeks, he wanted to take all these Fridays, and they're going to catch up with him.
Well, and I don't mean to sound harsh. I know DA deserves vacation
days.
I'm just being selfish as a listener.
Well, listen, I hear it all the time. I'll be, you know, home and getting texts, and I'm just the producer of the show asking, where the heck are you? Like, I can't use my days. So I can only imagine you guys feel with DA.
So, for football season, are you doing your up-the-butt-gut picks again, or do you have anything planned?
Yeah, every single year of the DA show dating back to 2013 when we launched on CBS Sports Radio, I have done up-the-gut picks around the NFL every single week. I pick 3 games, sometimes more. If I'm really under 500, I give a football food of the week. Yeah, tradition has to continue. I will be back doing up-the-gut. As a matter of fact, last week while I was off, I started kind of looking ahead to week one and organizing my column that I write on CBSSports.com. CBSSportsRadio.com, sorry. CBSSports.com would never hire me because I'm illiterate. But CBSSportsRadio.com as well. So I will be back for Up the Gut. As far as the college football picks, that is something I planned on discussing with DA off the air this week and next week, because remember, Last year was Hugh Freeze that led to the whole bet.
Yes.
The years before, we've had James Ward. Way back when, we had Kenny Brock. So we need to have the college football picks as well. We're going to figure out an avenue for that. Maybe it ends up I do them, DA does them, somebody else, a new character emerges. So, yeah, the picks will be back. Up the butt, up the gut will be back. We have a big football season ahead.
I'm so excited. It's finally football season.
Can't wait.
So happy.
Can't wait.
Okay, so... when are we going to return to the standard PGP format? Because, to be honest, I mean, I have enjoyed the profiles. That has been awesome. But I miss the bogeyman. I really like it when you and Bogus do PGP Side B because you guys give a little different perspective. And we, you know, primarily hear DA all the time, but Bogus is awesome. And you two together are really good. So are you going to be going, I mean, and Pete the Body. I love Pete the Body, but... He's too big with the scheduling.
Duties. Yes, of course. Okay, so as far as that goes, I think we've established enough of the permission grant profiles where I think we have a basis of them. I think they've been a lot of fun. And I think there's something that will be a constant as far as constantly mixing them in. However, I'm glad you bring this up because I did think of Bogus even maybe this week, next week. Bogus has some, I like to tape these before the DA show when I get in the morning, but Bogus with all the Taz and the Moose who fill in ahead or who do the show ahead of us on CBS Sports Radio, one of those guys seemingly has been off every other week. Bogus has been doing a lot of fill-in work hosting the morning show, so he hasn't been here as well. As soon as Bogus's schedule lightens up, I will get him back here on Side B, and maybe we do something where it's like 2 weeks Bogus, a Bogus Bilotti, and then a profile, but I think I want to do a profile once a month. That's my goal. As long as there's enough clientele out there, and I know there's plenty of D-aliens out there to do it or characters around the show. So I would expect profiles to continue, but maybe not every single week going forward.
Okay. Well, I do miss hearing Zabogish on Side B. I love Andrew Bogus. All you guys are awesome, but I like it when you guys do Side B together. It's always a good time.
I appreciate Adriana, and on that note, I'm going to go get ready for the show, so why don't you give your Twitter handle for all the DA fans to follow you.
Okay, well, I'm not that interesting, but it's 12 for life, and go Hawks.
Go Hawks. Go Seahawks. All right, Adriana, thanks so much for profiling me today on the PGP.
All right, Merez.
There you have it. What a great idea out of Adriana. And by the way, goes right in, cutthroat. Makes me have to answer some honest questions right off the bat, you know, including whether I went in my pants at a water park and whether I actually am friends with Hugh Freeze. Great job by Adriana. This has been another permission granted profile. You could follow me on Twitter and Instagram at MerazCBS. Have a great week, everyone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.